Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Trust. You are now on the inside of what I like to call Circle of Trust.
You want me to trust you? Don't use big words you don't understand.
News consumers have gone into their corners.
It's time for Who Do You Trust? Hubba, hubba, hubba. Money, money, money. Who do you trust?
What we have to begin to do is look to ourselves.
I've given up wine and trusting.
Trust in me.
Got trust? What is this impulse to trust? Well, this week we've spoken about the military and the media trusting bankers and the water we drink as things that require trust to function. Most of the time, when we talk about trust, we're talking about this.
Your request. Dedications. Stories from the heart. That's what you'll find each night right here. We talk to you. We listen to you. Sometimes we get a little personal and pry into your business, and we try to find the perfect song to weave into your story to touch your heart. Welcome aboard.
Stories of love and trust, loss and betrayal, they are the mainstay of radio personality Delilah, who counsels and consoles 8 million weekly listeners. A single mom with 13 kids, 10 adopted, living in the Pacific Northwest, she's been married 4 times, divorced 3. Delilah says she's on a lifelong journey to a place of trust, and each night she invites her listeners to join her. And they do.
When you are betrayed in infancy and childhood by the people that should be protecting you, but instead abuse you, exploit you, molest you, rape you, whatever, that betrayal is nearly impossible to heal from.
And is that what you've learned from your listeners, or is that what you've learned in your life?
That's definitely a life lesson. I have 10 adopted children, and I work with foster kids a lot. I have an NGO that works with foster kids. And, you know, these are kids who have been betrayed on the deepest level. And when you cannot form trust in those first few years of life, it's very hard to trust anything in the world. People who are raised in healthy environments where trust is a given rarely are attracted to somebody who is that deceitful because they recognize it for what it is.
People call you, and a lot of people say that, well, the reason that they talk to you is that there's something about you that makes people trust you. But are they trusting you, or are they just need someone to listen?
In this world where we've got all this digital connectivity, there is a greater need than ever for honest communication. And people are hungry to feel like they belong. They're hungry to feel connected. And so, yeah, they do need someone to listen. But my regular listeners who are a part of the show have listened to me long enough that they know I'm for real. You know, I'm not pretending to be something I'm not.
Have you ever, you know, had someone trust you and you realized that you let them down either with the wrong advice or a mistake that you'd made and just what that felt like?
Oh, yeah, of course, especially as a parent. You know, there's nothing that hurts worse than realizing that you have betrayed your children or that a decision you made has hurt them or impacted them negatively. And I'm human, you know, I've done that. In our culture, we are so centered on me, what I want, what feels good to me. And when you've got that attitude, when you having a bottle of wine at night is more important than you sitting there and doing your homework with your kids, you're betraying your children.
Is Delilah your real name?
It is. My parents had a bizarre sense of humor, and my maiden name is Luke, and my brother's name before he passed was Matthew Mark Luke. So they decided to counteract the good with Delilah.
Well, as long as it wasn't Samson. Do you ever feel sometimes on your show that people maybe trust you too much? You know, trust is
no,
this
because
very...
I tell people all the time, listen, honey, your problem cannot be solved in the 3-minute Delilah dilemma. You need to, number one, find a really good counselor. And number two, find some really good girlfriends that you can talk to. And, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist. And a lot of issues need to be dealt with long term. and in an environment with somebody who's a professional, because some people do need medication, some people do need hospitalization. If you're calling me in crisis, I am not going to pretend like I have all the answers. No. But people know when they call me, if they get through to me, and if I talk to them, I'm going to respect them and listen to them and give them wisdom from my heart, not from a book, but from my experiences.
Who betrayed you the worst in your life?
My first husband was an alcoholic and a sex addict who cheated on me a number of times. And that betrayal did a number on me for years and years. But that said, I was the one that kept going back. If somebody shows you by their actions that they're not to be trusted, believe them.
Right.
Don't think you're going to change them, because you're not.
You're not married now, are you?
I am.
You are married now. Okay.
I am again.
I was thinking.
Ask me. But we do live in different states, and that makes it much easier.
How do you trust?
Because
how do you trust that things are going on?
That's funny you asked that, because I was at a store shopping with my kids and some friends' kids. So I had like 10 kids running around the store, and the lady at the dressing room was talking to me, and she said, "I don't recognize your kids. I thought I knew everybody in this little town." And I said, "Well, you probably know my husband." And I told her his name. She goes, "Oh yeah, I know him. But who are these kids and stuff?" And so I explained our dynamics, and her eyes shot wide open. She goes, "You let a man that handsome live away from you?" And I said, "Yes. He's not a dog on a leash. He's a human." And she said, "Well, how do you trust him?" And I said, "Honey, I would not have put myself in this marriage, in this relationship, if there were anything in his character that indicated he wasn't trustworthy." I said, "If you don't have trust as the essence and the foundation of your marriage or your union, you don't have anything."
Delilah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Delilah is a syndicated radio personality, author, and songwriter. To hear more from our series, Got Trust, Exploring Faith and Suspicion in the 21st Century, just visit thetakeaway.org/trust.